Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Gramas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gramas settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gramas. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gramas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wisenant. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Wisenant steals second. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into right field. Post picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Post. Wisenant scores. Landreth moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bell moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Crow moves to second. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Crow scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. John Oldham pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Banks reaches second base with a double. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuxhall moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a line drive towards first. Kellert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. the Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to second. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kellert strikes out. 1 out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. There goes Landreth. The throw from Bailey to McMillan, and Landreth is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Kellert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentinetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a pop-up towards first. Kellert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Irvin strikes out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 3 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kellert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landreth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.